Hello, it's Friday, just before lunchtime, and I've taken three people out of my Year 10 computing class. Now, at the beginning of the lesson, what they had to do was they had to prepare a bit of a presentation about input and output devices. So the first person I'm going to ask, you had to show the class about input devices. Just give us a summary. What did you do when you spoke to the class?
Well, I explained many different types of input devices, such as keyboards and microphones. And the class understood it quite well.
Did you talk about any of the less common input devices as well, or do you not really know what they are?
Yeah, joysticks aren't really common anymore because they're quite old.
Right. So it was worth touching on that one. Okay. Now, let's see. You had to talk about output devices. Yeah. And how did you do that? What did you show? What did you tell the class?
There were six different examples of output devices on the board, and I explained each one of them. So there was monitors, printers, speakers and things like that, projectors and plotters and
yeah. Okay, thank you. Was it your presentation that because you actually had some work on the
No, it wasn't mine. It was another
person in the class. Why did you choose the other person's work, not your own?
Because I'd got four examples and they had six.
They had more, so that was good because you were working in a team when you did that. And you had to talk about specific needs. How did you tackle that one? That's
well,
a bit of a challenge.
I had a PowerPoint on the different devices used for people with specific needs, like a head wand to use as like a keyboard, and there was a one-handed keyboard, and like brainwave technology, for example.
Now, a question for all of you, answer if you know this. Do you think it was the way we did it, rather than me stand there at the front of the class and tell you this is an input, this is an output, you had to go out and find the information. Do you think that was a better way of learning? You're nodding. Why do you think it was better?
You learn it more if you have to like go and look at it and read up on it and find out what each thing is yourself.
So you felt that actually helped you to learn that more.
Yeah.
What is there? I'm running out of questions to ask now. Right. Well, we'll leave it there. Okay. Thank you. So now I've got some other people from the class, not the people who gave the presentations, but the people who were in the audience and were learning. Describe what happened at the beginning of the lesson today. What actually happened?
Well, one of our team got up and told us about output, along with two from other teams, saying about input and specific needs.
Right. Now, that's a different way of learning about stuff. Do you think you might have learned more that way, or do you think it would have been better for me to stand at the front and just tell everybody?
Yeah, I think it's good because we learned more that way, because we also did the research ourselves to find out things, and then we helped the people in our team to do the presentation, and then we listened to each other more as well.
Right, there was a bit just before people did their presentation, I put everybody in groups, and when they were in groups, I said to them, right, you've got a couple of minutes to plan. Do you think that was useful, having that time? Or
Yeah, I think that was useful because we got to see like who'd done more on the PowerPoints and got more variety of output inputs for specific needs.
Thank you. And the last final question, for any of you. The way that we did that today, it probably had some strengths and some weaknesses. Was there anything that was not so good about it, or we could have done it differently that you can think of? No, you're all shaking your heads.
Well, I thought like some people aren't as confident as others, so they didn't like give a stronger presentation.
Yes. I gave some prizes, didn't I? I gave a Firefox pen and a Firefox badge to some people. Why did I reward those people? What was it about their presentation?
Because like, they were having the confidence to get up and speak in front of an audience.
That's right. And I remember their body language, they seemed really confident and they were smiling. Okay, thank you for your ideas.